Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. Tom Slenica with Minnesota Soybean talking about a big day coming up this week.
Well, it's a day that's about 5.5 years in the making, and buckets of blood and sweat. So we are so excited to announce the opening of the crush facility in Crookston. The grand opening is September 14th. It's open to the public. And we're going to do more than just see the crush plant. We're actually going to grow around, see some of the other local businesses as well. So if you're interested, go to our website, check it out. But this crush plant, as you know, it's more than just a crush plant. This thing is going to usher in the future of all types of processing technologies and new types of oil seeds that are in the pipeline at universities and private businesses all across the country, even across the world.
I spoke to Tom during Farm Fest near Redwood Falls. He says there's a lot of work that was done behind the scenes.
Well, you know, as any new idea, you got to prove it a little bit. But, you know, the checkoff board who gave us our first dollars to get started have always been very promotive of it. They understand that nothing like this exists in the world. And all of the millions of dollars of investment spent from checkoff across the nation needs a facility like this to help these products actually get to the farm gate and to the consumers. So they saw the vision immediately as soon as it was laid out, and they've been my most stalwart supporters ever since.
Your report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Tom says this project is a benefit to everybody involved.
When you're commercializing a product, so you've had a successful bench top, then you maybe had a successful demonstration, so you maybe started with 2 pounds, now you got like 500 pounds of product. Where are you going to go to run 9, 10, 20 truckloads of product? And that's what this thing is for. This is designed to help at that level. On really about a month after we open, we'll actually be running our first research products through. We're getting support from the National Soybean Board as well as the Minnesota Soybean Board to make that research happen.
Slenica also talks about the education aspect with many local institutions in that Crookston area.
Well, we're in talks with the local universities, the two-year schools. When phase 2 and 3 are completed, we'll have the perfect venue for education of ag, new ag products, but mainly for processing technologies, processing business. You know, nothing really happens until it gets worked into something else. And so whether or not you're running an ethanol plant, a biodiesel plant, if you're General Mills and you're making crackers, they all take process people that understand how it works. And the more hands-on experience they get, the more valuable these students are going to be.
Tom says value and projects like this bring more value at the end of the day to the farmer's soybean.
You know, the world's a complicated place, and consumers want to know more about their products, and they want more diversification and more biosustainability in their products. And a facility like this is going to help usher those new technologies forward faster and quicker.
Tom Slenica with Minnesota Soybean joining us here on Chasm Radio. Big grand opening this coming week on Thursday at their new plant near Crookston. And I said this is a very proactive approach to future success.
We need to make sure that these things are tested at a commercial level before there's investments and too much time and money put into these things. And so, this is a perfect public-private investment. The taxpayers of Minnesota helped us get us going. The checkoff payers of Minnesota helped us get it going. And now we've got several independent companies, large companies, that are involved as well. So everybody's pulling in the same direction, and hopefully we're going to see some success too.
Once again, coming up this week,
September 14th in Crookston in the late afternoon. Check us out. Go to aginnovation.org or .com, and you'll find us, and you can learn more about the rest of the tours and the day itself.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Tom Slenica with Minnesota Soybean, and they got a full day, which is coming up on Thursday with tours and other sites to be seen. So if you are interested, yeah, make sure go to the website that Tom mentioned and take it in. It's going to be well worth your time. I was hoping to make it, but I won't be able to this coming Thursday, but hey, you have a chance to do so as well. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Have a good weekend.